Notable publications in gender medicine, June 2025. Essegam Digest, Issue 2, June 2025. We continue our series in this month's Essegam Digest, which highlights a shift in the youth gender transition debate with growing focus on ethical and regulatory concerns. We review key bioethics publications and court rulings likely to shape future regulation, which came out in June 2025. Despite increased awareness of poor study design in gender medicine, clinicians continue to publish papers claiming safety and benefits. We begin by examining two new studies, one from four U.S. clinics and one from the Dutch clinic behind the Dutch protocol, finding that their conclusions are not supported by the data. Essegam Digest, Issue 21. Mental and emotional health of youth after 24 months of gender-affirming medical care initiated with pubertal suppression. Olson, Kennedy et al., 2025, preprint. This long-anticipated paper from the NIH-funded study reports on mental health outcomes in children and adolescents prescribed puberty blockers, PB, for gender dysphoria, GD, at four U.S. pediatric gender clinics. The study found no changes in mental health of youth treated with PB over the 24-month period. After the New York Times revealed the study had been withheld due to unfavorable results, it was published with a reframed conclusion that the absence of mental health improvement after PB reflects the intervention's success in preventing the deterioration of mental health. Yet this claim remains unsupported, as the study lacked a valid comparison group of untreated youth. The